as they come. You're as reckless as they come. You're as reckless as they come. You're as reckless as they come.
credit cards in undermining self.
All the fuss is, but when the option
I have no solution, you'll never budge. I got to find something new, get out of here, and stop shadowing you like a fool.
In the news, a small boy was rescued from abuse today by a magic trick. Witnesses say a bully had the boy pinned down.
Scott was hitting Jimmy pretty hard,
and I said somebody should do something.
Moments later, a street magician arrived on the scene. Police reports state he covered the bully with his coat. What happened next is still under investigation.
The bully turned into a bunch of kittens.
The victim left the scene unharmed.
Boy, you never see that happen.
That's because it doesn't. If you see abuse or neglect, learn what you can do from American Humane at BeHumane.org.
What you get, I don't know, but I... What you get, I don't know, but I... What you get, I don't know, but I... One thing I know for sure, kiss me quick, but don't let it go. Seem to cope the way I used to do before today. Alcohol and lingering, I never thought I'd feel your skin. But now that we are tangled up, I think I could get used to ya.
Oh, hello, I'm Suze, and I've got your On the Town with Mikey D concert report of shows happening in and around Boston for the upcoming week of Thursday, April 18th through Wednesday, April 24th. All right, so first up, tomorrow, Thursday, April 18th, for folk, Americana, and country music, that would be the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie at Loretta's Last Call on Lansdowne Street in Boston, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. with Annie Brobst, Katie Jones, and Ashley Jordan. for some indie, pop, and folk. You can see Noble Dust and Chris Ross and The North at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. For Sludge, Doom, and Loud, that is Horseburner, Voss, and Greylock at O'Brien's Pub in Alston at 8 p.m. For funky music for the aggravated commuter, tomorrow night you should go see Freak On at Club Bohemia. That's downstairs at the Cantab Lounge in Central Square, Cambridge, tomorrow night, along with Hidden Markov and Mark Del Grosso at 7:30 p.m. And then for folky, hard rock, and punk, that's the Womps album release show tomorrow night at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville at 8 p.m. And they're joined by special guests, the Cotones, the Canvas Collective, and I think possibly my favorite band name for this week, and that would be Father Blueberries, indeed. And then for story-based songs with dense electronic and orchestral arrangements, go see Providence's art pop trio Arc Iris. They continue their April residency tomorrow night at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge with their guests Maddie and Debbie, and doors open at 7:30 p.m. Another one for tomorrow night, alt country and American roots. That would be the Social Number 11. They're at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge tomorrow at 10 p.m. And then I have one more show for you for tomorrow. Experimental dub featuring members of John Brown's Body, Morphine, and a host of other Boston madmen. That's Dub Apocalypse. They're back at Beat Brew Hall in Harvard Square, Cambridge tomorrow night for their new residency that's taking place on the third Thursday of every month. And that's 8 p.m. until midnight. Next up, Friday, April 19th, the first of two nights at the Rock and Roll Rumble semifinals is happening at Once Somerville on Friday night at 8 p.m. The first band does indeed go on at 9 p.m. sharp. Bands playing on Friday include Corner Soul, Phenomenal Sun, Set Fire, and also Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. This is going to be a goddamn delightful show. Do not miss it. Although, I suppose you do have a few other shows you can check out. I've got four more for you. For alternative, hard rock, and punk, you can see Sam Siebert Band and guests at Out of the Blue 2 Gallery in Alston for an early show at 6:30 p.m. on Friday. And joining them are Mr. Keys and King of Hooks, Crazy People, and Fusion. And if you like jazz and sushi, then you should go to the Mad Monkfish in Central Square, Cambridge on Friday night at 10 p.m. for the After Hours Jam with trumpet player Phil Grenadier. He's joined by Matt Stavrakis on acoustic bass and Gary Fieldman on drums. Moroccan-drenched electronic dubbed-out funk, that is obviously Club D'Elf. And this weekend on Saturday, they have a couple special guests, Jeff Lockhart and Amy Bellamy, at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. That's 10 p.m. until 1:30 a.m. on Friday. And one more for Friday, Folk Pop to Rock, that singer-songwriter Kylo EP release show with special guests Tyler Bolton and Ariel. And those three are at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. on Friday. And now we're on to Saturday, April 20th. It's night two of the Rock and Roll Rumble semifinals over at Once Somerville on Saturday night at 8 p.m. And the first band does indeed go on, once again, I will tell you, 9 p.m. sharp. Do not get there late. Bands playing are Motel Black, Power Slut, Blind Spot, and Bricks and Mortar. One band from night two semifinals and one band from the first night of semifinals on Friday will go on to play the finals of the Rock and Roll Rumble the following Saturday. And another one for Saturday this weekend, Gypsy Jazz, Swing Jazz, Standard, and Original Jazz. That's 4:40 at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge for an afternoon matinee show, 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. Americana, Alt Country, and Folk. That is the duo of Ryan Fitzsimmons and Lawrence Scudder. They return to Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge for an early show at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. Art Rock and Pop-Centric Rock. That's Schooltree and the Shills. Those two bands are at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville on Saturday night at 9 p.m. If you're into punk, then you can see Nice Guys, Thighs, Stick Shock, along with Golden Pelicans, who are in town from, as you might have guessed, Orlando. Those bands are playing at Greek American Social Construction Club over in Union Square, Somerville at 8 p.m. And then I've got one more for you on Saturday night. For rock and roll, go see Notches, Tied to a Bear, The Furniture and Brave Hands. They're in town from Portland, Oregon. And those bands are at O'Brien's Pub in Alston at 8 p.m. And now we're on to Sunday, April 21st for Indie, Emo, and Pop. That's Toluca Lake, Butch Baby, Castling, and Hit Like a Girl, who are in town from New Jersey. And all those bands are at the Dorchester Art Project on Sunday for an early show that starts at 5:30 p.m. For rock, you can see Scott Damgard. He's got an acoustic Sundays at the Wild Rover Tavern in Faneuil Hall, Boston at 4 p.m. Scott's at the Wild Rover Tavern every Sunday through May. And for singer-songwriter, you can see Brenna Larson. She is at the Bebop in Boston on Sunday for an afternoon show at 4 p.m. And one more for Sunday, April 21st. Americana Easter Sunday is happening with the Four String Serenaders at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville, on Sunday at 7 p.m. Amy Kucharik returns to Thunder Road, and this time she's got the Four String Serenaders. They're playing 20s and 30s jazz, spirituals, and some of Amy's originals with a New Orleans flair. And I've got one show for you for Monday, April 22nd, and you should indeed check it out. The White Owls do their usual thing on Mondays at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge at 9:30. This goddamn delightful band is Dennis Brennan on harmonica, guitar, and vocals, Tim Guerin on guitar and vocals, Steve Sadler on lap steel, and Jim Haggerty on bass, and Andy Plasted on drums. Next up for Tuesday, April 23rd, I have two shows for you. For a night of acoustic music, go see Dave Blues, Olivia Barton, and Bean. They are at Zuzu in Central Square, Cambridge on Tuesday next week at 9 p.m. And for some reggae, Ghetto People Band are at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Cambridge next week on Tuesday, and that starts at 10 p.m. All right, I've got one more day for you. Next week, Wednesday, April 24th, two shows. For power pop and alternative folk, you can go see Andrew Gino. It's his album release. Emily and Jake, they've got an LP release. And Suzanne Friedman. Those three are at the Burren Backroom Series in Davis Square, Somerville at 7 p.m. next Wednesday. And then one more for next Wednesday. Singer-songwriter Hannah Bates is at Aeronaut Brewing Company in Somerville. She has a last Wednesday of the month residency, and it starts at 8 p.m. All right, well, that's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report. I will see you out there.
Now live from Studio D, it's Tisk Tisk Task.
Thank you so much for having us. I'm Samantha Hartzell, and on drums is Chris Beller. We're really excited to play a show for you tonight. Special thanks to Joel for having us.
Lungs into four, five counts, maybe more.
song that was written about a decade ago by myself when I was an angsty teenager. Again, we're Tistis Task. It's spelled T-Y-S-K, T-Y-S-K, Task. And you can find us on all the social media platforms and additionally on Spotify. We're on Instagram. And Chris Beller is a wonderful student over at Berkeley, so you can find him there. This next song is another original, and we're really excited to play it for you. It's really amazing to be on The Town with Mikey D as well. Did a little solo acoustic performance here in January, and I'm so happy to have the band here, so thanks again. Amazing to be in the studio. I'm looking around at all these set lists, and I'm sorry that Chris Beller is the silent Bob. We should have mic'd him up, but we'll talk to you after during an interview. But But I am looking at all these set lists, and I don't know who did this set, but there's a beautiful piece of paper over here that says Femme Fatale, next song Flowers, next song Portrait of Wilson. Who is Wilson? It's kind of like I'm wondering who is Father Blueberries. Like, I need to learn more about that band that was read earlier. We mostly do originals. We're based out of Dorchester, and we have a lot of shows coming up, actually. We're doing Porch Fest May 11th in Somerville. We're playing at La Brasa on the Terrace. And even sooner, May 3rd, just myself, Samantha Hartzell. I'm on Instagram at Delicate Tendril, and also on Facebook, everywhere, really. I'm omnipresent, you guys. Let's be real. I'm playing at Unearthed, which is this really cool kind of underground open mic at Homestead Cafe in Dorchester near where I live. So I'm really excited about that. We have another show May 13th at O'Brien's, playing with Svea Leon and Megan Casey. And even though we do originals, we're gonna treat you in just a second to a PJ Harvey cover. And PJ Harvey is definitely one of our biggest influences, of course. She should be everyone's influence. I think she's kind of like a goddess. So here we go.
Bye.
That song is harder than it sounds. PJ Harvey's Man-Sized. The music video is very worth looking up on YouTube, by the way. And Chris and I tried to do it exactly the way that she did it, and he's a Berkeley student, so he's telling me it's in 7/8 time and then 11/8 time. What did you say? It made no sense to me. Anyway, he's rolling his eyes. I don't know music theory, obviously. Just a moment while I tune my guitar here. We're going to get back into our originals. This next song I wrote actually after an ex-lover, someone I was really angry at for so many years, was spotted by me on the T platform of my home station. And it turns out that he was living right next to me in the East Boston area. And we were even working in the same building. Isn't that insane? So that was kind of crazy. And a lot of our friends didn't want to tell us, you know, so that just kind of happened for about 2 years. And anyway, I never talked to him, but I do have the song. So here we go.
I don't know you now. I don't know what you like or who you listen to. And I don't know how you voted. And I don't know if you even voted. Cause I know I wrote the song, but I took the steps, made it right, tried to get you all gone from here. But you're back in Boston, back in Boston. We knew you would come back, cause you said you'd meet me here. It's only Beantown, Beantown, Boston. Still you, what the hell are you doing here? Thought I said it right and made it clear. Get from here, and I own this town. This whole city is mine. I am the queen of this harbor, and you didn't get the rights to come to my court. I know it now. I didn't have a voice when I was 16, and you didn't hold me down to the last chance in hell. There is a special circle for your circle of friends down in Boston, back in Boston. I knew you would come back to the best city on earth. You know it's Cambridge, Somerville, Boston. Get the hell out of here. Did you find me online? Did you check my pages and see my posts? See how I feel? How I feel inside? Look, you can't go and read my mind. You're the king of desertion. Yeah, you know that I tried. I won't write back anymore in Boston. Back to Boston. You said you would come back, cause you said it's your favorite place, and I can't just see your face in my mind.
That is kind of a difficult song for me, I guess, just emotionally, but hold on a moment. My drummer's trying to say something. Anyway, I don't understand. We should have mic'd you up. You have so much to say. He does have a lot to say. Yeah, I guess we're going to just get into the more emotional part of our set. And then we'll pick it back up. But yeah, we've been playing around for the last few months. I started this band last summer with my dear friend Kyle Cuneo. And he still guest appears in our band at times. Chris Beller is just such a wonderful person to have on board. We're really lucky. I think the band is really lucky to have him. And again, we are Tis Task. You can find us online and on Spotify. You can catch us playing May 3rd at the Homestead Cafe open mic. And in the fall, we're going to be playing at another open mic called Bummer City at the High Hostel downtown. But we're from Boston, and we love meeting people in Boston. We're encouraged by the community here, so please say hi, drop us a line. This is a song called Lovers Covers. song Mild Child. We've been perfecting that one for a little bit in the practice rooms of Berklee. So thank you so much to the Berklee College of Music. I guess we should say that they sponsor us, but not really. Chris is making the kill it sign. They do not at all. No, I'm self-taught and Chris is the brilliant one, and somehow we make it work together. We're a good yin and yang, as my mother would say. And if my mom is listening, thank you so much for listening. It's very sweet. It's really past your bedtime, Mom, and I know that I'm old enough to say that now. So, we have one more cover for you, and then we're going to close it out with two of our originals. You know what? I used to tell people, oh, we don't need to tell you what this cover is. And it turns out that I am just one of those millennials, and the Generation X just doesn't know the Pixies for some reason. So it's, I don't know, God. You know that feeling when, like, there were older people who were just like, oh my goodness. This is Where Is My Mind by the Pixies.